Welcome back, listeners. On this episode, I spoke to cinematographer Dan Lauston about his work on John Wick Chapter 4 and The Color Purple. Lauston is a two-time Academy Award nominee, a two-time BAFTA nominee, a two-time ASC Award nominee, a BSC Award nominee, and a two-time Critics' Choice Award nominee.
This is an absolute dream and honor of mine to be speaking with you. I've just been such a large fan of your work for so many years now.
Fantastic, thank you.
Especially during Shape of Water. I remember seeing it at an early screening, I think maybe in March, before the film even came out. And it was such a masterpiece, and I was just completely taken aback by the world that you guys were able to take us to and just create. So I had to start out by saying that, because
thank you very much.
Love and appreciate your craft.
Okay, great. I'm happy you like it. That is the movie making is people like certain. Yeah, it's great.
And so I wanted to start out with a somewhat basic question for you. And I really just want to know, what excites you about the role of being a cinematographer?
You know, when you're a cinematographer, you're helping the director to make his story, he or she's story. You know, you're supporting the screenplay, you're supporting the movie, you're supporting the director with what kind of craft you can do, you know, and that is like you're telling a story, you know, it's a teamwork. That's what I think is amazing about movie making, is like a teamwork. You're not one guy or one girl, you know, you are a group of people that are making this kind of story together. And that is what I think is fantastic, because it's a teamwork, and I really like that. And of course, I like to tell the story with light and camera movements and all this dramatic thing you can use for camera and lighting. So that is, for me, it's a big go. But it's of course, telling a story with light and camera movement and supporting the director and the movie, that is, for me, the most important. And it's a teamwork. You know, teamwork is, for me, so pleasant to do, because you are, as I said, a group of people that are doing this together, and it's fantastic.
And I mean, you've worked a lot with Guillermo del Toro, and I'm just curious where you two first met.
We met first time on a small cafe somewhere in Los Angeles, because I was doing a movie called Night Watch. That was a replay of a Danish one I did, and that was my first American movie. And the Weinstein brothers asked, that was the producing. Weinstein brothers was producing the Night Watch. They like the dailies, they like what the way I shot the movies, and they should do a movie with Guillermo del Toro and ask us to meet together. And that was Guillermo's first movie in the United States, and my second movie in America. So he asked me to do Mimic together with him. And that was like our first meeting. And of course, we have a lot of discussions about, and what was great with that is like, we love the same kind of movies, you know, we would like the same kind of deep shadows, single source lighting, moving the camera to do the story more dramatic. And I think that's a big part of movie making, is like light and shadowing, and don't be afraid of the darkness. So that was like our goal. So we met on Mimic some years ago. And then that was, of course, fantastic, because I think Guillermo was a master. And those days he was much younger and I was much younger. And then, yeah, we shot Mimic together, and that was fantastic. And then we didn't saw each other for like 15 years, I think, or something like that. We spoke a little bit on the phone, but not too much. And then I was shooting a Danish movie in Prague called 1864. And he asked me to come to Toronto for a meeting to do some scouts on Crimson Peak. And we met after this 15 years, and it was like coming back to your family, back to your brother. And again, we have the same taste and the same ideas about how to make movies. And for me, as I said before, it's all about supporting the director and supporting the story. And you know, you want to tell the story the same way. You want to, you like the same kind of lighting. You're ping-ponging with each other again and again, teamwork. And that's, so we did that. And in the end of that movie, Crimson Peak, he told me a little bit about, he wants to do this black and white movie about a girl that couldn't speak and she was falling in love with a fish man. And, you know, for me, it's like, whatever Guillermo wants to do, I think is fantastic because I really think he's a master. And we talked a little bit more about that, but we couldn't do it black and white. So we made it in color. And of course, I'm very, very happy about that because I think the color palette in that movie is fantastic. And that was a big challenge for me to do that because it was a small movie. It was $20 million or something like that. It's still a lot of money, but it's a small movie compared to a lot of other movies. And then we did that, and now we just did Nightmare Alley, and was even better, I think. You know, it's getting better and better and better with him. And because he really is a master of storytelling, a master of how he can put the story together, and I really like that as well. You know, the way we are blending one shot into another one, it's not no pickups, no nothing. It's just like one smooth camera move, and it's a really challenge.
Yeah, no, I like to think of his films just as very large paintings that are complete, but you don't get the full picture obviously until the very end. So that's what I've always appreciated out of him.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to the John Wick franchise, when did you obviously hopped on the second film. Yes. So when did that conversation come into play?
When we have shot Crimson Peak, you know, Crimson Peak was a very colorful movie. And we just want to go very colorful, Guillermo and myself. And the production designer, Tom, is just unfortunately passed away. But we have a lot of conversations about color and how to tell the story and how to do it. But when that was coming out, Chad Tehinsky saw the trailer and he really likes the color palette. He really likes the way we shot it. So he called me and said, if I want to come to a meeting in New York. And I said, why not, you know? And I didn't know too much about John Wick. I've seen the first one somewhere, I don't remember where, but it was not something I was like, wow, I saw it and I liked it. So Chad asked me to come to New York and I just thought I was coming over to a meeting. And then he said, I like to do action movies that looks like Bertolucci movies. And I think as a cinematographer, this is like, wow, this is amazing. It's a good combination between a lot of action and a very stylish way of telling stories. And I was on my way back to Copenhagen and said, no, you have to stay here. We're going to shoot the movie soon. I was like, whoa, what's going on here? So, of course, I saw this first one a lot of times and we talked a lot about the first, how that was shot. And that was really a very small budget movie, but those guys did a really, really, really good job. And we just wanted to bring it up to another level from number one to number two. So we changed camera package, we changed the color palette, we changed a lot of ways to shoot it and to find locations. And that was for me like a blast because I have never met this kind of action before. That was the first time I met Keanu Reeves, you know, the first time I worked together with Chad as well. And those two guys are amazing because there's so much, they know exactly where they want to go. And, you know, because Keanu's doing all his stunts himself, he has so much energy and he's so amazing guy to be together with. So him and Chad is a really amazing couple to work together with. And of course, we have some things we have to continue from number one. So we was a little bit, there was something we could not walk away from. So that was actually okay. And then he asked me to do number three and then we will have much more free hands. You know, we didn't have any on number two, we have some location for number one we have to go back to and stuff like that. But on number three, we was like, we could do whatever we like to do. So we was working even more about the color palette and, you know, what do we want to do and which way do you want to tell the story. And here on the last one, number four, we changed camera package. We went to a large format camera, large format anamorphic lenses, alpha lenses from Arri. And the whole color palette was getting much more powerful. I think it was much more inspiring about the Japanese world. And that was like our way to think about it.
Mm. And were there any other new elements that you brought in from two to four at the end?
Yeah, no, we just wanted to do it much more sophisticated. You know, in number two, we have this big fight in a classroom or in the mirror room. And in number three, we have this big fight in the classroom. And on number four, we have fights in waterfalls, you know, and rooftops. You know, we have a lot of, we was just bringing everything up to a more sophisticated action level. And I think a visually much more stronger image. And I think the story in number four is much better as well. You know, it's just, he really wants to run to the freedom. He wants to run out of the darkness into the sun in the end of the movie. And that was like something we talked about a lot, you know, why, how should we play this journey into the light.
Mm. And so, I mean, what has been the biggest thing you've learned from working with Chad and then also separately Guillermo?
You know, for me, those, for example, those two directors, I think all directors have their own way to tell stories, you know, and I'm just going to support that. But I think Guillermo and Chad, they just want to do the best. For them, there's nothing, this is good enough. They really want to go all the way. And I think that is, as a cinematographer, you know, it's really, really a big pleasure and a challenge to work together with directors that just wants to go for the best. There's nothing good enough. They have to be the best. And of course, it is a big challenge on both kind of movies because they're so different, you know. When you're working together with Guillermo del Toro, you're working together with Chad, it is just two different worlds, but in the end, it's going to be a movie. So there's a lot of different techniques, there's a lot of difference, you know. Guillermo is much more fluid, you know, we're doing much longer takes. And of course, we try to do that in the John Wick world too, but it's just because there's so much action, it's much more cutting. But both of them is a very visual, you know, world, and it's very important with the lighting, and it's very important with the color palette. And that is, for me, a big challenge and a big, it's pleasant to do it.
Mm. And so, I mean, this is like picking a favorite child, probably, but between the John Wick movies that you've done and between the Guillermo del Toro films that you've done, do you have a favorite from each selection?
Not really, you know. I think the movie I've done with Guillermo, all of them is like have a different color palette, because it's different stories. So it's going to be Mimic was one thing, you know, Crimson Peak was another, Shape of Water was the third, and then this Nightmare Alley was the third with the fourth one. And of course, John Wick is more, it's more the same stories, but it's just getting more and more finessing. It's getting stronger and stronger. The color's getting stronger. The action's getting stronger. The visual way to tell it is much stronger. I think, you know, it's going to be, number four is more colorful and the color palette is much stronger, I think. But it's not like it's better than number three. It's just another way to do it. Because I really like number two and three, and actually number one as well. I think the whole journey of four movies there is, each movie is very, very nice and very strong. But it's just, when you're doing a series, you have to make it better and better for each time. And that's what we are trying to do. And I hope it works. because the action has to be better, the look has to be stronger, the location has to be more fantastic. And it's just, I think, number two and three, we shot a lot in New York, and number one as well, I was not a part of that. But, you know, two and three, there's a lot of shooting in New York, and number four was more in Europe. And yeah, we was just going much more to the Japanese side, I would say. Mm.
And so, John Wick, I mean, you have another exciting film coming out this year, The Color Purple. And I'm just wondering what, if anything, can you say about this exciting musical to film adaptation?
First of all, you know, the director Blitz was a pleasant to work together with. You know, I never met him before. We just met on Zoom because there was so much COVID in the beginning. So, you know, you could not travel around the world to meet people because, yeah, as you know, COVID was... So that was another way to prep the movie. But I've never done a musical before. So for me, like doing a musical in the Black society was a blessing. You know, it was like, wow, this is going to be fantastic. And again, we want to do it much more atmospheric comparing to the first one, I think. And doing The Color Purple as a musical, it's for me was like, this is fantastic. So hopefully you like it when you see it.
Oh, I can't wait.
But the whole thing about doing a musical in the Black world, it's for me was like, this is fantastic. I really love every day. But you have to see it.
Yeah, I can't wait.
You know, it's nothing. It's a totally other color palette. It's a totally other way to make a movie because it's a musical. But the color palette was different. You know, everything was different comparing to John Wick and Nightmare Alley. But I think that is the fun part of making movies. You know, I'm not, as I start to talk about in the beginning, movie making is a teamwork. So, you know, the director is coming in with his or she's ideas. And I'm just going to support that and to figure out how can we do that better or what do we want to do? And there's the teamwork is a dream because you have to support the movie and you have to support the story and the director. Mm. And that's what I think is super important as a cinematographer is you're doing that. It's not, oh, I want to do it this way. You know, for me, it's like, when I'm coming into a new movie, I'm totally open. Of course I have these things I like, you know, deep shadows and, you know, I'm not afraid of the blackness. I like to move the camera to tell the story. But I'm 100% open for ideas and to support the director. And I think that is important to be that as a cinematographer. It's not like I want to do it like that and that. We want to do it like that and that. And a lot of times, normally the director has the story in the head for years. And I'm just coming in there 3 or 4 or 5 months before and try to help and support it. And that is fantastic.
Mm. I love that. And then, I mean, final question for you. What's on the horizon besides The Gorge?
The Gorge we're doing right now, and the plan is, let's see what's happening, is we should do Frankenstein next year with Guillermo. That is, the rumors are talking about that, but who knows? But that is, that's the plan right now, but I don't know. Mm. But that could be, again, you know, St. Guillermo is amazing, so I really love to work together with him as I do with Chad. So it's and I like to work together with all the directors because it's just like, you're going to be married for half a year, 6 months or 7 months or whatever. So you're so much together with those people and it's so you have to have the chemistry between you because it's just, you're together with those people every day. And it's like, I'm here again for to support them and the story. And I think it is great. But I think the next one with Guillermo is going to be Frankenstein. Mm.
I can't wait. I can't wait for all of these new projects. And and for John Wick, I'm very excited to see that this weekend. It's going to be extremely exciting.
It's a good action movie.
Yeah. But Dan, I want to thank you so much for chatting with me. I know it's getting late on your side of the world. So I just want to say thank you so much. And I said before, this is just
I look forward to hearing what you think about John Wick. I hope you're enjoying it.
Oh, I will let you know how I like it for sure.
Great. All right. Thank you very much. Stay safe.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you all for listening. This episode was edited and produced by me, Jackson Vickery. Graphics were done by Dylan Michael, and the opening and closing theme were done by Sterling Gavinsky.